now feed at the network trough. Live from the mothership on Maple, or maybe in and around town somewhere. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
517. Good afternoon, everybody. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Hard Line. We will be out Friday at Broncos in Hurst. That will be the release of the new Coors Light Guys Guide. So everybody join us out there. Broncos is on Precinct Line and 183. Actually a little bit west of Precinct Line. Kind of tucked in behind the Black Eyed Pea up there. So, join us out there, pick up a Coors Light Guys Guide the first day that you're able to. And we'll have a couple of very, very foxy ticket hostesses out there for you as well.
And by the way, we're not ignoring the Rangers.
All right, 518 here on the ticket.
And now, it's time to play What Two Dumbasses Got Tricked Into Wearing a Suit at Work Today. Was it you, Cobra?
Nope, wasn't me.
What about you, Dan Paul?
No, it wasn't me.
How about you, Kevin Scott?
No, the suit doesn't pop up on my Wednesday rotation.
What about you, Mike and Greg?
I knew it. And you don't get me too much because I was protesting the whole way.
Huh.
The whole way.
Huh.
I knew it. I knew it.
Boy, you did too.
Huh. I knew it.
Huh. You know what?
Knew
you
it the
did
whole
it.
Time.
You did
but
it.
She huh. did it.
Yeah. Yeah. The whole time I knew
Not
it.
Not only
though.
Did you do it, you did it again.
Twice. I did it twice.
Hey, Greg.
How about you, Mike?
Yeah, I did it, too.
All right, these two guys thought that we were doing something completely different this segment. We told them we had an open for the segment, and a prank has been pulled today, and a very successful one.
No, not really.
Really?
No, because I knew it the whole time.
Then why'd you do it?
Because I just did. But I knew there was a prank going on.
Then don't do it.
No,
anybody who saw you stomping around with steam coming out of your ears and your shoulders slumped would call this a successful prank.
Yeah.
Even Mike smelled it. It's like
both did.
What did you say to me when you walked in the meeting room earlier?
Suck it.
All right, let's set this up.
What did
up.
I say?
You said if this is you guys' attempt at getting us to waste a lot of time, then successful. Let's set up what happened. A couple of weeks ago, we had a big award show in which the Hardline won Personalities of the Year.
Congratulations, guys.
Man.
Fabulous job.
Yeah,
pretty great, guys.
And,
really worth it now.
You both came off stage, and
gross.
I didn't know this, but Grego said, you know, we were supposed to get our picture made, but Reiner ran off stage, and we didn't get our picture made. So I was like, huh, that's interesting. So the wheels start churning in my head of how we could use that. And I came up with this idea of act like that the award association, the AWART Awards, American Women in Radio, needed to get a photo of you guys to put in their press kit to send out to all the radio stations and everyone who participated for the upcoming awards the next year. And that they didn't have y'all's picture because you ran off stage. And this is a nice deal that they threw. We all had to put on suits. And so the idea was to get you guys to come back up here, suits on, and have your picture taken.
But first of all, you guys thought we'd be stupid enough to wear them up here. Yes, you did.
Well, hang on.
Yeah, you did.
We'll get to the real stupid part. And so we got Catlin involved in this, but then we wanted
By the way, the worst actor ever. He's the reason I knew something was up.
Well, we'll listen to Jeff, because that's all on tape. But We wanted to pull the double reverse. I thought this would be the best of the ideas, was to have Jeff tell you guys, okay, this is what you got to do. They want to take the picture. No big deal, whatever.
Because let's be honest, the second the word suits is brought up in any capacity with regarding the ticket, you're immediately on guard.
Because you guys got us to drag our suits to Florida one year under the guise that we were going to go to dinner with Doug Melvin. And you got it.
One of the greatest
guests
ever. There's no question.
You
I listened to it the other day, and it holds up. It's
you got
great.
It. So I thought that Jeff would present this idea to you guys, knowing this would make your little prank weenie and suit weenie spin around. That, okay, you guys got to come up and get your put your suits on and get your pictures made, but what if we got Danny and Corby to bring their suits up as well and put their suit on and act like, oh, well, you got to get your picture made too, and then when the photographer comes up here, say, well, I don't need you guys. You guys get the hell out of here. We just need Mike and Greg, and there we are in our suits again for no reason. So I threw that out there as the caveat of the whole thing, thinking that you guys would buy that hook, line, and sinker.
Why is that the apex of pranks, is to get somebody to put on a freaking suit?
Because we hate it.
And by the way, I did buy that. But it was after I got home and started thinking about it that I knew there was that something. I even called Reiner last night, and I said, you know what? We're being pranked.
Did he?
Yeah, he did, but I was already on it by then.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
all
we
right.
could tell.
Yeah, you're really on it. So here's
Oh, no, I felt like it was a prank by then.
So here is what happened when Kat approached Greg and Mike separately.
Okay. The award people called, because you guys busted off the stage so quick, they never got your picture with the award. So,
Ryan.
I know. Well, that's my so tomorrow I need you guys to be up here like at 1:15 to get your picture taken with you two guys in the award. They're going to send a photographer over here. But here's the thing. You got to wear your suits. Because I want it to be in the recap that goes to all the people and all the clients, and they want everything to look uniform. But here's an idea, though. Damn, I wish Ryan was here. I have an idea for you guys. Let's turn it around on Corby and Danny, because they don't care about Corby and Danny. They just want you and Ryan in the picture. But if you want, either you guys can or I will tell Corby and Danny that they need to be up here and dressed up in their suits and everything, and they're going to be in the picture. Then when the photographer gets here, the photographer will just look at them and go, who are you guys? I just need Mike and Greg, man. And then they're in their suits for nothing.
Okay. They're not going to buy it. Don't wait.
Okay, but wait a second. Will they buy it if I tell them?
Yeah. Maybe. Maybe. But if they see me in here with you right now, they won't.
But here's what I could say, though. I could say, hey, you know how Ryan would bust off the stage and you guys didn't get to go up there? Well, they forgot to get their picture made. So I want everybody to be in the picture to look like a team effort. So you guys just wear your suits up here tomorrow at 1:15. And then when everybody's in there, whatever the photographer, then I'll tee up the photographer ahead of time where you guys can just go. No. Or have Reiner say, no, we don't need you in here.
No, make it start.
Okay.
Hey, I was looking for you.
For me?
Yeah.
I remember I need to tell you and Grego.
Here's Mike.
From AWAR called, and since you guys busted out of there so quick, they never got your picture after the presentation with the awards, so they want to send a photographer up here tomorrow at 1:15 to get y'all's picture. So can you come up here tomorrow with your suit on and your statuette ready to go at 1:15? Get the picture made and then in the conference room.
With a suit on?
Yeah, well, they want you to be in the suit because they're putting this as part of their whole recap that goes to all the clients and all the participants, and they want it to look uniform. But wait, I have an idea. This is what I was telling Brady. You tell me if you think this is a good idea or if this is a stunt. You guys need to be in the picture. They don't know anything about Danny or Corby or anything like that. But we tell, or I can, or you guys can, however you think they'll buy it. We tell Danny and Corby to get dressed up in their suits, too. So they come up here, and you all four are in your suits. Now we go in the conference room, or they might shoot in the live studio because they're just going to Photoshop in the background. So we all go in there, and then I tee up the photographer ahead of time, and he goes in there, and when you all get set to take the picture, you kind of all stand around waiting for some direction. He just looks at Danny and Corby and goes, I don't need you two guys, just Mike and Greg. You guys get out of here. And we just kind of pull a little prank on them.
Suit gate two.
You want to do it?
Let's do it.
Okay, so you want me to tell Corby and Danny? Okay, well, I'll wait a little bit and tell him. But so you and Grego, I already told Grego because I couldn't find you. So tomorrow, 1:15, statue and suit.
All right. So suit gate two.
Rubbing his hands together.
Oh, he's so excited. All right. Let's take a break, and we will tell you how it all unfolded next.
If
it's grounded or pounded. Listen daily at 7:35 and find out how to put your balls in play. Brought to you by Grubbs Nissan, Miracle Mortgage, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It is 5:35, and George Dunham will be at Sam's Club tomorrow from noon until 1. That's in Plano at Ohio at 121. He will have Desperados tickets, Crown Royal IROC race tickets, and Dallas Auto Show tickets as well.
A lot of tickets.
So go see him tomorrow from noon until 1.
So, Chris Young, not that good last night, Rhines.
No, Chris Young, not that good at all. Chris Young, terrible.
Got to get into Ranger talk here.
We'll do that next. But first,
we really need to get into Ranger talk.
Let's finish up the break.
The Mavericks take on Seattle tonight.
They do. Did you read that good article about Avery Johnson in the
Seattle
paper?
Boy.
Go ahead and talk about how you guys got pranked.
Awesome.
Won't take long.
I just couldn't believe the Rangers got blown out like that last night.
That was a hide tannin.
Cowboys schedule?
We just went over it.
Looks very easy.
Maybe we need to go over it again.
Did it?
Okay.
Victory.
You know the.
All right, let's do
you
this.
You know the
let's
NHL playoffs are starting.
Bogging.
Stack.
San Diego.
No.
On Sunday, September 11th.
Grooves. You know what to do.
And now it's time to play. What two dumbasses
let's
got
see,
tricked
Washington
into wearing
on
a suited
September
work
19th,
today?
That would be an easy victory.
Well, you, Cobra?
Nope, wasn't me.
What about you, Dan Paul?
No, it wasn't me.
How about you, Kevin Scott?
All right, don't play the intro. Just get on with this.
Rotation. All right, so right in the middle of how we pranked Mike and Greg today. And we tricked them into bringing their suit up to work, thinking that they had to get their picture taken for the AWART Awards, which they skipped the photo op at the award show. So we got Kat to convince him to come up here with a suit because the photographer's going to come up and take their picture. And
is it really a prank when Kat's involved?
Sure.
Yeah. Sure is.
I don't know. Nobody was a cat no, one involved in
me and you.
Gate.
Me and you, that's it. We well, pulled it off.
Good work. Really appreciate the hard work. So we get you guys to come up here with your suits on, and we pulled the double reverse because the big caveat was, well, let's get Corby and Danny. Kat said, why don't you guys get Corby and Danny to bring their suits up, and then when the photographer comes up, just say, oh, no, we don't need you guys. I don't know why you wore your suits. We just need Mike and Greg. To which Mike said, let's do it. And so, Mike, what did you tell Danny?
I don't believe I was quite that enthusiastic.
Suitgate 2. Oh, yummy. So what did you tell Danny last night before you left work?
To bring a suit.
We were exiting the elevator.
To bring a suit.
Why?
Because we had to have our picture made today.
So the double reverse was on, baby.
And I acted like I didn't believe him, like I thought there was a prank going to be pulled. And he said, no, you need to call Kat. This is on the up and up.
Right. I don't know why you just didn't let Kat take hold of this.
Why what?
Why didn't you let Kat make the phone call? Like we were going to believe it anyway. But so it's on.
Right.
And so Danny calls me and is like, all right, Reiner has just confronted me with it. So we have official prank. So today, the plan was, the photographer was supposed to come up at 1:15 to take your picture. And so you guys come up. You weren't wearing your suits, but you had brought your suits.
So that's kind of defeat for you.
Yeah, it kind of was for me because yep. I called Kat, and he's like, Grego's not wearing a suit.
That's okay.
It's like, man, I wonder if he even brought it.
Oh, he brought it. So I told Kat to go in there and tell him, hey, the photographer's running late. He'll be here sometime between 1:30 and 2, hopefully. Okay, whatever. No big deal. So he comes in and tells you guys that, and then I wander in there about 1:45, and then Danny strides by with his suit in his bag.
Or is it a suit?
Yeah, why don't you show him exactly what it
right.
is? He really didn't have a suit in there, which I was afraid you guys were going to unzip it. And so then he walks in, and I'm like, why does he have a suit?
I think a suit bag constitutes a suit.
Yeah.
So here's Danny's...
You can open it up, and it's going to be a side of beef.
Here's Danny's suit bag.
Actually, the thing that's funny is I told those guys the reason that I was late is I came in, I was like, man, I hope I didn't miss the photo shoot because I've been at the cleaners waiting on them to press my suit for the last hour. So, first of all, you don't normally don't return from the cleaners with a Saks Fifth Avenue bag. And included inside is a tweed jacket from like 1971.
Chess King.
And the thing that was scary is when it was time for these guys to put the suits on, Grego was like, I want to see that suit.
Yeah, I heard that.
To me. And he started walking over to my cubicle, and I was like, dadgummit, he's going to want to look inside this bag. If he does, it's over.
Right.
So I just kind of picked up the bag and just kind of showed it to him, and I guess that was sufficient enough for you to realize that I had actually brought one.
Well, the photographer finally shows up, and Kat drags him over to our meeting room because we're having our show meeting. Well, the photographer, we didn't want to get anyone that you guys had seen before. So there's a new guy in marketing that we got, and he was like, you know what? I think they've met me before. He's like a new video guy in marketing. So he walks up to the 16th floor and comes down with some guy I've never seen before. It turns out this kid who's posing as a photographer is a board op trainee for Cliff. So we have to fill him in on everything about what's going on.
Well, he wasn't real good.
Well, he didn't. He fooled you.
Not really.
So he walks.
Not really.
He walks in, and in the meantime, I'm bitching about because I didn't. I'm like, I didn't know I had to wear a suit. I can't believe you guys didn't tell me. And I'm saying, Mike, is this for real? Oh yeah, this is for real. You need to go home and get your suit. Grego's like, go. Yes. Grego told me to go get Dan Bennett's suit.
Yeah, borrow Dan Bennett's suit.
Borrow a suit. You're putting a suit on, you're being in this shot. I'm like, okay, yeah, whatever. So the photographer comes in, and he goes, I just need Mike and Greg. I don't need Danny. I just need Mike and Greg. So immediately we're taken out. But Grego's like still adamant about us putting on a suit and being in the picture.
I just hid.
And Danny literally hid. So there
well,
you...
See, I still didn't believe that was a photographer. I said, let's see your camera.
Yeah. And so he... And Mike, no, Mike did too. Mike's yeah. like, let me see the camera. So he pulls out a camera, and Greg's like, yeah, that's a camera, all right, okay. So then there you guys go, off to the bathroom to put your little suits on. And we're laughing at this point. So the photographer, you guys come out,
God.
And I walk in there with you guys, and we set up a recorder in there. And I walk in there with Grego, and I looked at the guy, and I go, you don't need me, right? He's like, no, just Mike and Greg. I was like, okay, you guys have fun. Get your picture made.
At this point, were you thinking that this guy screwed up the gag, that he was supposed to wait to tell us that after we got the suits on? Because that was the whole gag, is we were supposed to be in suits as well, and then he tells us that he doesn't need us. Were you thinking at that point that he was screwing up the gag?
I just knew it was getting close to the showtime, and I just wanted to get it over with.
Right. It's about 2:15 at
I mean,
this
I
point.
Suspected a gag, but you know what? I didn't have the energy to fight it anymore, and I thought maybe, you know, the longer it went on, I thought it might be legit, maybe, but I doubt it.
Well, I know you guys thought it was legit because he takes your pictures in there for literally about 3 minutes.
This is so wonderful.
Then you both go back to the bed, and it's mission accomplished as far as I'm concerned. You guys got your suit and got your picture made for no reason.
I don't even know if the camera worked.
No, there was no film in there.
Oh.
None.
It flashed.
Yeah, there was a flash. And yeah, so then...
Luckily, the canary didn't fly out of the lens.
Yeah. So then I go grab the guy. He's in marketing. I'm like, good job. I go, now you have to go back into the bathroom and tell them that the camera didn't work. And they have to put their suits back on and go back in there and do it over again. He's like, really? I don't even know the guy's name. He's a trainee board up on Cliff on 16th floor.
Well, he'll never get hired, I'll tell you that right now.
So he goes in the bathroom, and what happened, Mike? Because I don't know what he told you.
He told me the f-stop wasn't set right for the backdrop. Of course, I was not out of my suit by then, so... It was just a matter of coming back out and...
But the hammer was.
Oh.
Yes, the hammer was.
Oh,
completely.
God. Hammer.
And Greg. So did you tell Greg to go put his suit back on?
I think I did.
Yeah.
How'd that go over? Like that?
No.
Not real good.
You said, hey, put your suit back on. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Okay. Greg's completely changed into his civvies.
Now, so, at this time, I'm back in that production room.
in the live room. And Mike and Greg walk in, and they sit down, and they're waiting for the photographer because he's disappeared at this point.
He's gone. The photographer's gone.
And the reason he's gone is because he had to go back up to 16
to work.
To work.
To train.
So he's, they're in there
yeah,
hanging
I saw
out.
Him. You know, now, looking back on it, he did seem very familiar with things.
So,
you know, I mean, he just walked out the door, got on the elevator. What photographer who comes up here for a shoot's going to do that?
And he left all of his equipment.
Yeah. See, you know what? Because I saw Scott Strong. I said, hey, where'd that guy go? He goes, oh, he's left. He's out of here. He's
diarrhea.
And I was thinking, okay, that's when I was about to blow the whole gag. But then I walked in there, and his equipment was still in there. I'm like, okay, his equipment's still in there, so maybe this is legit.
So he's missing for about 15 minutes, and you guys are wandering around in your suits looking for him. And all I hear is, where the hell is this guy? Where is he?
I was like, what's the matter, Mike? I'm trying to find the damn photographer.
So I'm like, I don't know where he is. No one does. So I'm like, God, did he go back up to 16? So I go back up to 16, and there he is on the board, running the board for whatever show they got up there. And the program director for Cliff, Jeff Hillary's up there, and he's standing next to him, and I go, dude, we need him. Back downstairs. He's like, no, he can't go back down there. He's training right now. You've already had him for an hour. I go, we need him for 2 minutes. He was like, I was like, Jeff, please, we owe you. He's like, all right, go on down there. So he goes back down there.
Takes a couple of fake photos.
Yeah, to take a couple of fake photos. Well, in the meantime, you guys are pissed because he's not there and you'd put your suits back on and you're wandering around looking for him. So here is Mike, and Mike, you did curse, and so we had to reverse this.
No, I did.
Yeah, you did. And this is what transpired when he walked back into the room when you guys were waiting on him for 15, 20 minutes.
What did you run off to, dude? We've been waiting 15 minutes here.
No. Sorry about that.
Right, you got the right face?
Yep, yes.
Okay.
And the big fake smiles again. Don't look too pissed off at me now. That's it.
Perfect. You're sure you got it?
Yes, I'm sure I got it this time.
So that actually took about five
minutes.
Where
have you been, dude?
That actually took about 5 minutes. We just put it all together there. Yeah, but Reiner dropped the S-bomb on him. You got your S together, dude? Yeah. Yeah. And then there you guys come back out with your suits on. Go take it off again. And by that time, everyone knows. The whole, everybody. Everybody knew about it. And everyone's just laughing at you guys. I mean, the whole promotion staff knew. The Bone knew. Everybody knew.
Bastards. I hate every one of them.
And we don't even know who this kid on 16 is, do we?
His name, unemployed.
His
That's
name
who he is.
Is Tony.
Tony?
He was great.
Well, you know what? He was walking down the hallway just after the final, after everything's done, and he's got his camera, and he's just kind of walking down the hallway. And I was like, dude, thanks a lot. You're a genius, man. And he just kind of looked at me. He's like, meh.
Oh, and by the way, Laura over in marketing, who we all have a crush on, she had to go home and get her. That was her camera because we didn't have a camera up here.
Oh, my.
So she had to go home, rush home. She lived like 2 miles away. This is in a...
We didn't have a camera up here.
We had a digital camera, but we wanted to make it look official.
Very slipshod, Runs. Not very organized.
Did it work?
Not very well executed.
It worked like a charm.
Well, that's a, you know, not a bad little third-rate prank.
If you're scoring at home...
I've got the score sheet here.
I think it's about a 70.
If you're scoring at home...
I give it a B-.
That makes us up on you 11. Guys. Let's see, we have...
We have the alarm gate.
Alarm gate.
We have the Fort Myers car towing.
Yes.
Oh, God.
If you remember where Corby, we pretended that our car was towed at the Red Sox game in Fort Myers, and as Mike's on the phone with Gator Tow, here comes Corby going about 80 through the parking lot in our vehicle.
That was a good prank.
You guys want to ride?
That was a good prank.
We have, this was a very low level, but we have mole sauce.
Yes.
The time we went shopping with Grego and put a bunch of crap in his basket that he paid for.
But then I got you back.
No, that's not getting anybody.
Yes,
that's bully. That's not a prank. Yeah,
you know
that's like walking up and punching us in the face.
Well, maybe that's saying what I'm going to start you. Doing. Because I poured all that stuff all over your door handle and in your little key.
Right.
Don't forget about Diamond Talk.
Oh, yes.
I don't want to do that.
Yes, where you guys quit Diamond Talk. Oh, really?
No.
You quit Diamond Talk because of us.
That was
bad. And, of course, don't forget about the mix-up between Joe Montana and Joe Montana.
Yes, we had Reiner convinced that Joe Montana was up here instead of Joe Montana, who we were supposed to interview.
Well, first of all, none of those are better than you guys wearing a suit in 100-degree weather.
We're not
weather.
Finished.
Actually, that was it.
Oh.
That and the new suit
and
gate.
Changing in that pit of a bathroom in Port Charlotte.
So far, 5-1.
6-1.
Oh, no. 6-1.
Yes. Oh, no.
And don't count putting fish in our bed.
What about putting the fish in your bed?
No, that counts.
That's not a prank.
That's
a bully tactic.
What about someday, Danny, you'll understand the best of all.
That's me. I did that, so I was included in that.
No.
No.
But yeah, that was my baby.
No, that wasn't your baby.
It was, too. I did it to Danny. That doesn't count.
But he was victimized, so it does. It does count.
But I pranked him, so we both get scored.
No, it does count.
But suit gate counts about 2.
And alarm gate doesn't?
Alarm gate's huge.
Oh, come on.
Alarm gate was good. Thank you.
Alarm gate is the best.
Thank you.
That's better than any of them you've executed.
But the fish
It doesn't come close to suit gate.
Oh, my God.
Or someday, Danny, you'll understand.
So far, we're up 7-2.
Actually, that score would probably be more like 5-5, I'm thinking.
Yeah. So bring it on, boys. Yeah. Bring it on.
All right.
It's been a long time. How long ago was Suitgate? About 5 years?
Yeah. It was
so,
5 years ago.
God, where
have
you been?
I swear to God, I'm going to go down. I'm going to get some professional actors. And if I have to spend $50,000, I will get you, son of a bitches. I will get you, and I'm going to get you so good that you have no... I don't know what you're going to do. You may not survive it.
But the thing is, Grego, you always retort to bully tactics, like putting shrimp in our bed and handcuffing CDs to my wrist.
Okay, first of all, that's another one.
That's a good gag. That's a good one.
Until I just walked out to the first cop that I saw, and he took them off.
But you still had them handcuffed to you.
You're right.
And the fish deal, I had to get into y'all's room somehow.
Yeah, but we stuck them in your air conditioner.
How do you think we had to get into your room for alarm gate to set up 14 alarms?
No, the fish count. All in your bed.
All right.
And the Tabasco on
We're waiting.
The Tabasco on your toothbrush.
We're waiting. That's all I'm saying. Here we are.
Well, I wouldn't be flaunting that too much.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right.
If you taunt, it will haunt.
Talk Rangers.
All right, Ranger next. What?